music, bringing it all back. You know, I rarely will I ever go see a movie a second time. Just because of time. I don't have time. I see 3 to 5 new movies every week. Don't have time to go back and see, you know, ones that I like again. But I'm going to make time to see Avengers Infinity War again. Mostly because I don't feel like the Marvel and Disney company has made enough money this weekend. They are set for a record-breaking weekend for this Marvel mashup of 29 Marvel stars from 18 movies over the past 10 years. Story of a super bad guy Thanos, who is out to collect the 6 mystical stones, if captured, would allow him to rule the world and fulfill his promise of destroying half the population. There is only one group that could be strong enough to defeat him, and that are the Avengers. But even the Avengers can't do it, so they start bringing in practically everybody that you've met in previous Marvel movies. And that's basically what the story is about, without giving away some of the amazing spoilers in this movie. There are so many surprises and so many spoilers that you don't want to talk about publicly, you know, to spoil it for anybody else. But I thought beautiful movie making, number one, great acting, especially Josh Brolin, who plays the evil Thanos. You can sort of see that it's Josh Brolin under all the electronic makeup, I guess you might say, that they've put on him. But he's especially great in the movie, as are all the other heroes in the movie. But joining me today to also give their opinions and reviews, we thought we'd bring in a whole panel of critics, because this movie is going to be so big. And first up is Graham Ambrose, who has been with us here on the program before. He's my my junior kid critic who sends me movies. I think you send me reviews about every week, don't you?
Around that
just
time.
About that, just about. He goes to see a lot of movies and gives us a lot of really great insights, really, really well thought out reviews. Also, we have Lucy Cunningham. Lucy, tell me a little about yourself.
I'm in 7th grade. I go to Taft High School, and yeah.
Are you a Marvel superhero fan?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and how about you, Dana Corso, senior at Glenbard East, right?
Yep.
And are you normally a Marvel movie fan also?
Yes, I've been a Marvel fan since the first Iron Man came out.
Really?
In 2008, yeah.
From the first movie.
Yeah.
Comic books?
I haven't really been a big comic book girl, but I've definitely always liked the movies.
Yeah. Would you say that a lot of your girlfriends are also Marvel fans?
I would say a couple of them are. Like, I know a few of my friends are, but some girls are just like, oh, whatever, it's okay.
Yeah. How about you, Lucy? Are a lot of your girlfriends also Marvel fans?
A couple of them, yeah.
Yeah.
But not as many as you would think.
Not as many as the Dopey Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And speaking of boys, let's go over to Oscar Nerritt. Oscar, how are you doing this morning?
Good.
Scoot that microphone, just get a little bit closer to it.
Right.
Pull in a little bit closer to it. I can hear you a little better. You're 9 years old, is that right?
Yeah.
All right. And what school do you go to?
I go to Waters Elementary.
Yeah. What's your favorite subject there?
I like science the
best. Oh, you're a science guy. So let me see. If you're a science guy, do you like Doctor Strange the best of all the Marvel characters?
No.
No? Who do you like best?
I like Hulk the best.
You like Hulk the best, even though his science experiment went a little wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what did you think? You start us off. What did you think of Infinity Wars?
I thought it was great. I didn't really think there's anything wrong with it. Yeah.
What?
And, yeah.
Was there a part of the movie that you liked best? And I'm just reminding everybody 100 times, don't give away anything.
Yes, there was.
Yeah, but would it be one of those things that we don't want to talk about?
Yeah.
Okay. tricky. What'd you think of the bad guy, Thanos?
I thought he was stronger than he looked like he was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, yeah.
How do you think he compares to other villains? You've seen other Marvel movies, right?
Yeah.
How do you think he compares with some of the other villains?
I think he's sort of like a couple, similar to a couple. Like, he's kind of like a Loki, kind of.
Yeah, Loki, brother of Thor. Sometimes bad guy, mostly sometimes bad guy. How about for you, Dana? What did you think of the movie?
I thought it was fantastic. I thought that it really brought together all that Marvel's done in the last 10 years. And I thought I could see where people wouldn't like some parts of it, but I definitely thought it was an amazing movie.
What parts would you think that other people wouldn't like?
I could feel like I can see the ending.
Right.
Definitely. Some parts are when you think the good guy's going to come out on top.
Right.
And sometimes they get shot down, and then you have this moment where you're like, oh, no, I was really rooting for the good guy.
Right, 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 right.
And, yeah.
Yeah, so Lucy, did you think, like I did a couple of times during this movie, that something happens in the movie, and then, so this is the ending of the, this is how it's going to end, right here.
Yeah, definitely.
And then it didn't,
yeah,
right?
It seemed to go on, but, like, not in a bad way. It was, like, I thought the time was good. I didn't think it, like, lasted forever in a bad way. But, like, there was, like, so many fights, and I kept on thinking, oh, this is it. Like, this is the end. This is when, like, it's all just going to end. But, it didn't even end, like, at the end.
Yeah, it kept going. It surprised you in that way, right?
Definitely.
Because I can only speak for myself that I thought the movie was going to go this way, and, oh, this is how it's going to end. And then it didn't, and it went another way, and did that a couple of times. So, Mr. Graham, Mr. Ambrose?
All right, well...
Go ahead.
Well, for starters, the villain isn't like... Thanos isn't technically like Loki in the sense that he doesn't feel anything. He sheds tears. He bleeds blood. He's just like any other mortal man, except for the fact that he has these grandiose plans to eradicate the universe. Or at least half of it. Yeah, he feels emotions. He kind of reminds me of Killmonger in that sense, from Black Panther.
Yeah.
They're both human, despite having these non-so-human feelings towards people.
I'm going to interrupt for a second, but just to add, and I'm sure that if you're all Marvel fans, you probably know this, that Marvel comics and these movies have been famous for not only cool superhero movies, but having a message to them, and like kind of an important social message. And I think what Graham is saying here is that Thanos and Killmonger in Black Panther, even though they were villains, in their minds, thought that they were doing very humanitarian things. And what they were doing was trying to solve problems facing the world. So, I mean, there, in addition to all the explosions and all the fights and all that, this very important message of humans have not done a good job taking care of the world. And Thanos' plan of killing half the people, as crazy as that sounds, is genocidal as it is actually his well-thought-out plan to help fix the world, thus the Marvel social message that we always get.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to interrupt, Professor.
No, it's fine. I always like a fresher perspective.
So what else? Go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted you. You were talking about Thanos.
And a couple of the things reminded me, well, mainly the running time, it kind of reminded me of Peter Jackson's Return of the King, like Lord of the Rings. I think Return of the King hit the 3-hour mark.
It did.
And it's not when it literally fakes you out in the ending. Like, the screen cuts to black. You think it's going to be over. But then another part of the movie comes on. And I can see how people could be frustrated with the longer running time. But at the same time, this is the culmination of like 18 or 19 films, so you have to admit they have an excuse to make it like over 2 hours and a half.
What did you think of how they incorporated all of the different characters into the movie?
putting Superman, Superman, I'm thinking of DC, sorry, putting two superhero teams into one movie, and even more than that, is a Herculean task. But do they do it well? I totally think so. But just like Dana said, I don't really like the ending. I think it's kind of a cop-out. Even though it's technically not an ending, since it's a two-parter, it's just kind of, you know how, like, the feeling you have when you wake up the next day after, like, a dog ran away, or your dog ran away or something, like a sad feeling? It kind of makes you feel like that. You just have this sense of emptiness for a little bit.
Okay. What'd you think, Lucy? What'd you think of the ending of the movie?
I thought that it was definitely, like, it totally left you hanging, and it's sad because, you know, you still have to wait for a good amount of time for the next one, hopefully, to come out, and then you're going to have to watch that all over again, so it's kind of fresh in your mind, and, yeah, it was just you felt kind of empty afterwards. Yeah.
Oscar, how about you, my friend? What'd you think? Pull up close to the microphone again for me.
Well, I know that, the ending was, yeah, it was like a cliffhanger, and it was kind of sad in a way, and it's kind of, like, you know, it's, like, gonna, resolve into
you think.
Something good.
Right, you think, because it just sort of cuts off a little bit. I don't 100% disagree with that. We have to take a break. We're going to update news. And then we'll come back with our kid movie critics this morning and open up the phone lines for your reviews as well. 312-981-7200 WGN. Dean Richards, Sunday morning, 9:50 on WGN. A texter writes, Dean, these kids are great. So articulate. How old are they? Couldn't agree with you more. I think they're pretty sharp myself. So let's just reintroduce everybody. Lucy, give us the full rundown. Your name, your age.
All right. My name is Lucy Cunningham. I'm 12 years old. And
seventh grader?
Yes, I am seventh grader.
At what school?
Taft High School.
Taft High School. Very good. Dana?
Hi, I'm Dana Corso. I'm 18 years old, and I'm a senior at Glenbard East High School.
And my friend Graham?
Well, I'm Graham Ambrose. Been here before. I'm 15. I go to New Trier High School in Winnetka, a suburb of Chicago.
Very good.
Or Northfield, actually.
Okay.
There's two campuses.
Which one do you go to?
Northfield. That's the freshman one.
You're at the Northfield. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. And Oscar?
My name is Oscar Neer, and I'm in fourth grade. I'm 9 years old.
Besides, yeah, go ahead.
And I go to Waters Elementary School.
All right. Now, besides going to see Marvel movies whenever they come out, what else do you like to do?
I like to stay home and play video games.
Oh, come on. Do you ever go outside and play?
Yeah.
Yeah? Like, what do you do when you go outside and play?
I like to play baseball a lot.
Okay. All right, so you're a big baseball fan. Are you a Cubs fan or a White Sox fan?
I'm a Cubs fan.
You're a Cubs fan. Go Cubs, go, right? All right. So we're talking about Infinity War, the new Avengers movie, and they've all gone to see it. I wanted to get their reviews, but even more important than the reviews of the movies. Oh, and we invite you to call us up also and give your reviews, 312-981-7200, or you can text 312-981-7200. Rick Pearson made a very good point before he went off the air today of what are your favorite movie things to eat when you go to see a movie. Dana, what are your favorite things when you go to the movie? What must you have while you're watching the movie?
I always have to have popcorn.
Okay.
I feel like it's really stereotypical, but
yeah, just plain?
Yeah, plain or sometimes really buttery.
Sometimes really
buttery.
Depends
on the mood.
Okay. All right. Oscar's got a big smile on his face. I have a feeling you might. Do you spend most of your time eating at the movies?
Yeah, I guess so.
What do you like?
I like to eat candy at the movie.
Yeah?
Because I don't really like eating popcorn at the movies because I get tired of it after a while.
Okay. What's your favorite candy?
I like Skittles.
Are you a Skittles man, Graham?
Sorry, I dozen off. I'm sorry. Yeah, I just like any candy as long as it's not peanut buttery. I'm not a peanut butter fan. I'm not allergic. I just don't like it. Yeah.
So what's your
jelly
favorite?
Though? That's good.
You like jelly?
It might be.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's for sandwiches. Okay.
Yeah. I might like an air. I'm a big Airheads fan all the way. Extremes, regular, the sour rainbow patches, or like the mini bites version. Yeah.
Popcorn fan?
Mm-hmm. Occasionally.
Occasionally. All right. How about you, Lucy?
Definitely. I like very buttery popcorn and Sour Patch Kids, I would say.
Sour Patch. Okay. All right. What's the thing that annoys you most when you go to see a movie? And I'll tell you what mine is, and then maybe you'll think of something. When I was seeing Avengers, there was an empty seat next to me, and some guy comes and sits next to me, and takes his phone out, and he's starting to text people. He's texting people while we're trying to watch the movie. It was very annoying. I didn't want to get in a fist fight with him, so I just left. I went and sat somewhere else where he didn't bother me. That's a pet peeve of mine when someone takes their phone out. You don't do that, do you?
No.
Okay, good.
I went to see the latest Star Wars movie, and not next to me, but a couple rows down. There was this guy, and he was FaceTiming his friend.
Oh.
It was really loud and annoying.
Wow, FaceTiming.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
And the flash was on too, so it was just
that's
enjoyable.
Super annoying. Yeah, that's super annoying. Oscar, what about you?
I hate the smell of the hot food they give out at the movie theaters.
Like what?
Like the nachos or something.
Stinky, isn't it? Yeah. There's nothing good about stinky smelling cheese, is there?
Mm-mm.
Uh-uh.
Well.
Crap.
Can I talk about in movies or in the movie theater?
Either one.
Okay, so in movies, I hate choppy editing and camera work. And stiff acting. And complicated plots, and basically all the pet peeves a film critic should have.
Right.
It kind of when I was thinking about choppy editing or bad camera work, I went to Captain America: Civil War. Now, before I get 1,000 people with torches and pitchforks in the comments section, let me just say I loved that movie, but the camera work, and it was directed by the same people who did Infinity War. I love that movie, but sometimes in the action scenes, the cameraman seems like he gets motion sick easily and has a hard time. The screen's kind of jittery when it happens. And I know action scenes are supposed to be quick-paced and this is a superhero movie, but sometimes it's just hard to keep up with them. But other than that, I just have a fantastic time with not just Marvel movies, even though I secretly have a bias towards them since they've been doing it for a decade. And they'll probably go for even longer than that.
And not so secret since you just said it on the radio.
Yeah. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry. I'm kind of biased. And I know that's kind of a bad thing to say when you're a film critic who's supposed to be open-minded. You gotta say, hey, this movie might be awful. Hey, this movie might be good.
But you know what's even more important when you're a movie critic? Or really any job, is that you're 100% honest. That's the biggest deal. And you are that. That's one of the things. Graham actually writes out his reviews and sends them to me. You are 100% honest in every thought that you have, and that's fantastic. Dana, what about you? I just want to go around the table real quick here of your favorite movie. Is it possible to have a favorite movie of all time?
Oh, gosh.
People ask me that all the time, and that's the hardest question that people can ask me is, what's my favorite movie? Because there are so many of them that I like. So, just right off the top of your head, what's one or two that really, really love?
One of my favorite movies probably has to be 9 to 5. Yeah.
The original with Dolly Parton and Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin, really.
I was actually just in the musical. I just played Judy.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
I feel like I'm just a little, oh my gosh, I love it so much because I was just in it.
Right,
but,
okay. So you're a little biased then, Graham.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But I think my favorite Marvel movie, oh gosh, it's got to be Thor the Dark World, I think. I think that one's my favorite.
Is that the second Thor movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. How about for you, Lucy? You have a favorite movie?
For sure. My favorite movie of all time. There's so many honorable mentions, but it would have to be just the first Avengers movie because I watched that when it came, like, not right when it came out because I was still kind of young and I couldn't see it at the theaters, but, like, after it came out on, like, Redbox, I watched it, and, like, it's still my favorite movie.
Still your favorite movie. All right. Yeah. Oscar, what about you, my friend?
Oh.
When you're busy eating all that candy.
I don't really know, but I like Star Wars a lot.
You like it? Yeah? Did you like the last Star Wars movie?
Yeah.
What about the one before that?
The one,
which one did you like better of the two latest ones?
Two latest ones? You mean Rogue One?
Not Rogue One, no. It would be
The Force Awakens.
The Force Awakens, and what was the most recent one?
The Last Jedi.
Last Jedi. Yeah. Right.
And I think Force Awakens is better in a way because I don't really know. I just liked it better. Yeah.
You know why? It's a little longer. You can eat more candy. That's why. And nobody's eating stinky cheese during that one. It's against the law to eat stinky cheese during that movie. Did you know that? Right now, he just wants to leave, and he's being polite. Oscar Narrett, thank you, my friend, for coming in. Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming. And also to Lucy Cunningham, thank you very much from Taft. We appreciate it. Dana Corso, do you know what college you're going to go to?
I'm heading off to the University of Missouri.
Okay.
This year.
Fun. What are you going to study there?
I'm going to major in nursing.
Good for you. Good for you. And my old bud, Mr. Graham Ambrose, the kid critic. Always nice to have you all here with us. We've got $25 gift certificates from Lou Malnati's for all of you.
Really?
Yeah, for coming in today.
How generous. Thank you.
How generous of you to come in on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. We're going to take a break, update the news, and continue. We've got the cast of Oklahoma in to perform for us today from the Marriott Lincolnshire in just a little while.